Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Well, I don't know what to say in the morning this time because I'm looking at Irina and she said, well, just say you don't know what to say. So that's what I'm doing. I'm Dr. Mitch. Irina with me today and some super, super guests. Really interesting. Two women that are going to join us today and help us out with our show. This is the Dr. Mitch Show for the next hour. We're going to talk how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex. Our number here, if you want to give us a call, is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or if you like the numbers, 855-376-4824. And you can text, if you like, to 561-789-1588. So I just want to start off the morning with you. I'm glad I have you here, sweetheart. About aging in the world, they made an index about how people age and where they age the best and so forth. And the list is different than I would have thought, but I wanted to share it with you. What do you think? Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
So aging best, number one, according to this index, which they used what they call the global burden of disease data, which estimates how much of the population suffers from 92 different age-related diseases, disabilities, memory loss, chronic pain, things like that. Okay. So you want to take a guess what the best one in the world is?
Japan.
I would have said, you see, I would have said that too, but they said Switzerland in this.
Really?
Yeah. They went with Switzerland as the best one. They said Switzerland had the best score, basically. Reasons the country has, they're calling it world-class healthcare, perfect healthcare access. Their quality index was really high. The citizen access to this was good. And the 2018 World Happiness Report, I don't know who makes this up. I don't know. I'm very happy, sweetheart, yes, with you. So I should be like, maybe it's just our house is the best in the world. Anyway, it's the world said that basically thanks to this support, life expectancy, freedom to make choices, low government corruption levels, they're saying, Switzerland ranks fifth in global happiness, in the, especially after the Nordic countries, Finland, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark. Now, number two, best in aging was Singapore. I wouldn't have thought that either.
No.
Apparently, they're aging much better than the average, and they don't start dealing with aches and pains and disease till 65 and until they reach 76. Now, Americans are just barely above the average in that department. They manage to delay to 65, but then in 3 years, they start to have problems by 68. Whew, glad I'm above that.
You made it.
I made it. So it's, well, you know, they say if you can make to age 60 without a serious event, you're 80-some percent you're going to live to at least 80 years old.
Okay, well, that's a good statistic.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be around to annoy the living crap out of you. So now the third was South Korea and Japan, what you and I thought were at first. They said the seniors, they do good. They're able to delay their aches and complaints about 10 years later in comparisons to other countries near, like the United States, which is good. Number five, really a surprise to me, Italy.
Oh, really?
Maybe
the wine and the pizza.
The pizza? I don't think so. But it's calm. I mean, it's a calming place, right? I mean, it's nice. It's
beautiful.
Both of us have been there. We're going to go to Japan, I think, this year, see how they're doing. It's supposed to be a great country. But basically, the Mediterranean diet is what's in. And the aging the worst, Papua New Guinea. Oh, yeah. They're aging the very worst. They said their life expectancy is only 61 years in men and 56 in women, opposed to 81 and 76 in the United States. Not that great, right? Anyway, if you're listening to the show, we're going to come back with two wonderful women who are going to help out for the rest of the day, being my co-host. This is Dr. Mitch at 855, Dr. Mitch at 855-376-4824. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you about it. Text 561-789-1588. CRN 1 Talk Radio. We'll be right back. I am Dr. Mitch.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us. integrativemedconsult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch. Great show for you today. If you'd like to give us a call, do so at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or you can use the numbers, 855-376-4824. And any questions that you have that you'd like to text, do so at 561-789-1588. So I've got two people here, great people with me today. The first is Michelle. And I'm so glad to have you here. She's a real estate agent, Florida native, and she's been studying acting for 3 years. Well, thank you and welcome for coming.
I'm glad to be here.
I am too. I'm glad that you're here too. And of course, Angel Love is her name. Great name, Mom, who's listening. Go ahead, say hello to your mother.
Hi, Mom.
Mom, you can call if you want. You can call and say hi to her on the air. It's fine. She works at a rehab center, drug and alcohol. She's from Boston originally. Do you say park the car?
I used to. Then I moved here and I had to get rid of my accent.
Yeah, because no one likes park the car. Well, I shouldn't say that because the car, park the car. And she's been studying acting for 4 years, did a little bit in high school. The way I met these lovely two women is I went to their acting class. Jane, who's one of the best acting teachers in the United States, invited me to teach them radio and broadcasting. So I had the privilege of sitting and talking to you at a room about 52 of you actors, and the two of you were the winners of doing the best. So we have the best of the best to talk to today. So I'm sort of glad that we get both of you to work with. And we're going to talk about different subjects. The first one I want to talk to, because you do addiction, there's an article that was released today, basically, that said there are other things that we can get addicted to, and people don't realize it. Now, the things that I brought are really different, and I'm going to let you answer this, although the first one probably wouldn't affect you, but it's people are addicted to tanning. Now, you have a gorgeous skin color, so you're not going to be – don't tell me you're addicted to that.
Actually,
too.
I'm not addicted to tanning, but I did sit out on Sunday to get darker.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not addicted to it, though.
You have beautiful skin tone. I mean, for someone like you to be sitting outside and getting tan. Now, what about you, Michelle? Do you like to – are you into the tanning thing or
– Well, I do enjoy going out in the sun, but I definitely don't lay in a tanning bed. I think people who are addicted to that, they may have a bit of body dysmorphia and don't realize that they're so dark.
Whoa. Nice word, body dysmorphic syndrome. I'm very impressed. I didn't expect that to come out of you today. But that's really good. People do have a lot of that issue. They have issues with, you know, their bodies. It's never good enough. We're never dark enough. And if you're dark, we're never light enough. It's never good enough. Poor self-esteem. But the other thing I might tell you, and this is just from my perspective, physiologically, it's possible that people are going into this tanning because the UV light makes you feel great. It releases vitamin D. It gives you a real sense of high, too. And it may be some of that real addiction. I'm just saying.
That could be possible, because if it's something that is coming into the skin and it's giving you a little bit of high or something that makes you feel good,
yeah,
then that you can be addicted to.
Yeah, and no more tanning for you, young lady.
I don't go to the tanning bed.
Come on.
I just go out like at a beach or something, or a pool.
Yeah, or I'm calling your mom right after the show. Try this one on. I'm gonna let you handle it first, okay, Michelle, because it's like crazy. I don't know if you ever did this. I could tell you, ew, I've never done it. They say people are addicted to drinking their own urine. Okay. Is that enough to make you throw up in your mouth?
Is this a real thing?
It's a real thing. People do it. They really believe that it heals them. And there's, you know, there used to be a thing in the Army manual that when you were out and there was nothing to drink, should you drink your urine or not? It's flip-flop, because if you do drink your urine and you're starving for urine, you're thirsty, actually, it will shut your kidneys down even earlier. So it may not be a good thing to do. But there are people that believe drinking the urine does have great health benefits. Me personally, it makes me sick. Hey, Tomas, have you ever drank your urine?
No.
Tomas, No, don't. I mean, did you have to think about that? Is that what took you so long?
I had to change my mic position here.
Oh, okay. Well, you would never do that, would you, Tomas?
No, I mean, come on. That stuff that's coming out of your body, that's waste. And it's coming out of your body. Now, would you go back and you know, eat, you know, waste coming from your body? No.
No, I wouldn't. And that, to me, is the same thing. So, Tomas, you and I are on the same page. Too bad you're not. You're not with us in studio today because the two women absolutely agree as well. How about this one? Animal hoarding. Actually gathering more and more animals. You must know, both of you, someone that has a gazillion cats or dogs in their house. It's never enough. What about that?
Some people need friends.
That's their friends?
Yeah. It is. And someone to love them.
All right.
I don't think so. I think they just want more dogs and cats and stuff so they can just have like a little huddle like children. Most people who can't have kids, they adopt a lot of dogs.
What about the fact that they may not have very good social skills and that's why they are addicted to holding on to all these things? Yeah, what do you think?
It definitely could be why, you know.
It could be.
Yeah. I mean,
do you have animals in your house?
I have one dog and I would like to have more, but it's way too much work. But I can understand how, you know, if someone's not getting any love from anyone out in the public, that they'd bring in some pets.
Do you get love?
Oh, yes. He loves me so much.
I didn't mean the dog. I meant, okay, thanks for, that was a great diversion, by the way. I'm talking about in general. Are you married?
No, I'm not, but I definitely get love from my friends and family, so I only need one dog.
Okay, good. Great diversion all over the place. Oh, no, I'm not done with you, angel love. Do you get love, too? Are you married?
No, I'm actually single.
Oh, okay, so both of you are single, really. Mm-hmm. Animals? Do you have animals?
I don't have a dog. Unfortunately, my dog had passed away 4 years, so it's been hard for me to get another animal, but I think I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Tomas, too bad you're not here. Two beautiful women in my studio today, man. Just telling. How about this one? Human blood. People think that the vampire thing is a sexy, attractive, you know, they're watching all these shows and they're actually drinking blood? Ew.
I don't know about the drinking blood part, but I just finished watching Vampire Diaries. So I do like that, but I know a lot of people do like blood for facials. I know that's really popular.
Yeah,
inject your own blood into your skin.
Well, that's different. That's your own blood in doing platelet-rich blood. But people drinking other people's blood. You know, blood is the best cathartic in the world. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. If you drink blood, I don't care how constipated you are, you're going to have a bowel movement from Boston to here, okay? I'm just saying. It is insane.
Do you know this from personal experience?
Heck no, but nice ask. No, I've never tried. To me, the concept of putting blood in my mouth, I don't even like to take, you know, if you bite your tongue or something, it's salty, it's yucky, but it is an addiction. All right, Tomas is very, very, he has some very weird habits. He works at CRN1. Tomas, what about blood eating or sucking? Do you do that?
No, I do not.
Tomas, you're so normal. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm sort of guided by scriptural and spiritual teachings upbringing.
Then, of course, you know that blood would be totally not allowed.
True.
Sure. I think it, I mean, don't you drink the blood of Jesus?
Well, when you do communion, you're using wine, not actual blood, Michelle. Oh, my gosh. All right, we're coming back with just one of the two of them. The other one will be long gone. But this is Dr. Mitch. We're talking how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. Interesting things that are habitual that we don't imagine in general, but we'll come back with some more of that. 855-DR-MITCH, that's 855-376-4824. You can text us to 561-789-1588. And that's CRN One Talk Radio. I couldn't hear the prompt, so I don't know how much time we have till the going out. But 10 seconds, that's a long time. We'll be right back with lots more. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Mitch. 855-Dr. Mitch. Isn't that an easy number to remember? 855-Dr. Mitch. Hopefully we'll be getting joined by Ebony, your mom, soon, and hear what she thinks about you and your acting career. 855-376-4824 is the number. And you can text to 561-789-1588. I'm here today with two women from an acting class. They are work together at Miss Jane's acting class, who is just the most phenomenal acting teacher. Michelle is in real estate. If you're just joining us, she's also a Florida native and been studying acting for several years. And Angel is with us too. She works at a drug and rehab center and from Boston originally, but dropped her Boston accent for some reason. And she's studying acting for more than 4 years. And we're talking about things that basically are addictions that you don't normally think about. So here's one for you to throw out. How about coffee enemas? It is an addiction that people have. They get addicted to... Now, see me, I the thought of it makes me like ill, because me, I think coffee should go down the right pipe. That's the wrong one, in my opinion. But there are people that say it does detoxify the liver. It does make the liver, detoxify, get some of the junk out. But can you imagine someone using coffee enemas on a regular basis? I can't imagine enema on a regular basis to begin with, but what do you think? Have you ever had a coffee enema?
I have not.
No?
Okay. Sounds pretty wild, but it doesn't seem too far-fetched. I mean, I certainly like to have my coffee in the morning, and sometimes I wish it would hit me a little faster, so maybe I'm putting it in the wrong end.
Okay, give it a shot then. Maybe you'll become one. There's one of the women in the article said that she gave herself 10 a day. Me, I'm going to tell you, I drink four cups of coffee a day, but I'm going down this pipe, you know, in my mouth, not that one for me. What about you? Ever did a coffee enema?
No, I don't drink coffee. I'm a tea drinker, and I'm glad I don't drink coffee.
Oh, well, maybe tea enemas are it. How about getting tattoos is another one?
Yes.
Addiction. Now, do you have a tattoo?
I have one, and
You still happy you have it?
I'm actually a little tired of it. I liked it for a long time. I got it when I was a teenager, and so probably the past 10 years, I'm a little tired of it. However, when I got it, I did want to get another one.
Mm-hmm.
It is addictive for some reason, just sitting there and something about the pain, and then it looks nice. And yeah, I can definitely understand why that would be an addictive thing.
Okay, so now that you had it, how many years have you had it?
Oh, I've had it for over 20 years.
And now it's now if you look back and you could go back to 20 and a half years, let's say, knowing what you know now, would you still put the tattoo on?
I probably would put it somewhere else because it's on my ankle. And so it's just always showing no matter what. Sometimes
right.
I wish I could wear a dress and you don't see a tattoo. But, you know, I did enjoy it for a long time and I don't really regret anything. So, no, I wouldn't go
so
back
you don't
and
regret,
take it back.
So you wouldn't take it back. No. What about you, Angel? Do you have a tattoo?
I do. I have a really big one on my leg. And after I got it, I had the urge to get another one. And I actually want to get at least three more.
You still do?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the infatuation with having so many tattoos? I mean, to me, and of course, don't go by me. I always thought a woman is more feminine without the tattoos. It's just me. A tattoo to me is like, oh my gosh, I'd be making love to an army sergeant or something. It's just in my head, I guess, for my generation. And yeah, it does look nice in certain instances, a small tattoo on the ankle. But why all this whole arm stuff and all this back stuff and all this leg? I mean, it's going to sag as you get older. It's going to fade. Why?
It will, but at the time when you're young, you're not thinking about the future. And when you do those tattoos, it's a form of expression. So I did hear the saying, and I kind of agree with it a little bit, like you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. So it's kind of the same thing about a body. However, there are certain small, cute tattoos that you can do. I'm not doing a sleeve. I just little small ones that just indicate somewhere I've been in my life, something that meant something to me. Like I want to do a butterfly, which is evolution and growth.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So basically your tattoos are going to be like a roadmap to your life type of thing. 32% Americans, according to the study, are addicted to tattoos.
Yes.
All right. It's something that wouldn't be. What about being addicted to, okay, and this is perfect for two women, romantic rejection? Yeah, I know. I mean, I look like that too. Can you be addicted to finding a romance and to getting rejected? And that you, it's like being addicted to having surgeries, which are people do like that. But you know what? Don't answer it yet. I want you to think about that. How many times in your life have you been rejected? I'm going to start with you, Michelle, when I come back. And I want to know, you know, was the rejection something you'd like that pain that much, or wasn't it painful at all? You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show at 855-DR-MITCH. Look good, feel good, and have great sex. Or 855-376-4824. You can text the 561-789-1588. You're here to learn. I'm learning, too, by listening to Michelle and Angel. But you have any questions yourselves? Give us a call. And Mom, Ebony, give us a call. Dr. Mitch, CRN1 Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Dr. Mitch Show. If you have a question, you can always call us or text us at 855-DR-MITCH. Or if you don't want to do the letters, you can do 855-376-4824.
Nicely done, Angel Love. I understand we have a guest, Tomas, that's waiting to call, that's calling in. And our guest today is your mama, I think, Ebony. Hey, Ebony, welcome to the Dr. Mitch Show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What do you think? Your daughter is like a major broadcasting star right now. I'm impressed. The two of these nice ladies are doing an amazing job. What do you think?
I am so proud of her. She's done so much with her life up in Florida, and she's a shining star. She's my angel.
Thanks, Mom.
Aw, all this love and affection. I just love it. What do you think about the idea that Angel wants to go into acting? I mean, acting is such a tough field. I mean, I really think there's so much stress, and, you know, stress is related to not feeling good and disease and so forth. Are you very supportive, Mom, or do you tell her, like I tell my kids that want to be in acting, you have to have a backup, have a backup, have a backup? What do you think?
Well, I think that Angel has a backup with her career in rehab, where she works. She's climbed the ladder from working into the restaurant to being an administrative assistant. But as she was a young girl, I tried to get Angel and Barbizon to do acting and modeling, and she never would. She told me she wanted to be a lawyer. But now the roles are reversed.
Well, you look embarrassed there. Why you look embarrassed?
Because I thought she was going to tell the story of when I had an opportunity to do a Coco Puff commercial, and I didn't do it. I got nervous and just didn't say anything. So that's what I thought she was going to say.
You thought your mother was going to embarrass you, and she didn't. How's that?
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, you owe Mom an apology because she didn't anyway, but you did yourself. Well, your daughter is delightful, as you know, and this two wonderful women that I met at Jane's acting class, they're really terrific at what they do. They're natural. I mean, your daughter's a natural, and I think she has a very good potential in this field, and it's good to have a backup. I really do. You know, we always want Ebony what's best for our children, and I have 8 children, sure. So for me, it's always the same thing. Backup plan, backup. What's your backup plan? When they tell me I don't have one, it makes me nervous, you know?
Right. And Angel's my number 2 out of 5. So I totally understand you.
Hey, listen, we could put the two families together, Ebony. We've got 13. We've got a lot of teams we can have right there. Oh, gosh. Anything else you want to say to your daughter today or about health while you're here?
No, I just want to tell her that I'm so proud of her. And this is an exciting time for her to be on the radio. And I kind of heard the first part of it. And I just have to say one thing about the tattoos. I am 49, and I have tattoos, and not one has sagged. Not one is
sagged. Good woman. Okay, now that says something. Hey, you've got a chance now, right? Maybe you keep yourself looking good and young. Oh, Ebony, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay.
What's that?
Thank you so much.
No, what were you going to say? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
The medical field. I've been in the ER since like 96, so I understand the medical health sides of it as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate
you guys
your
have
joining.
A wonderful day, and thank you for letting me call in, and thank you for having my daughter, and I believe you said Michelle on the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, there it is. Mom thinks the tattoos are all right because hers aren't sagging yet. Mom must take good care of her. So we're talking about with Michelle and with Angel two things. And the topic today is addictions. And if you have an addiction you want to share with us, then do call us and give it to us. We'd like to hear your addiction if it doesn't fit these. But one of the addictions is being rejected, that the brain gets sort of addicted to that. And Michelle, would you say that it's a painful enough experience that it actually will become pleasurable to keep getting addicted eventually? I don't get it. I don't think that's great.
Yeah, it sounds really weird to me. I couldn't imagine being addicted to something like that. But, you know, the brain works in very interesting ways. And so maybe there's some sort of feedback going on there that makes them enjoy getting rejected over and over again. It's kind of weird, though. Like, how would that work? So someone would just constantly go for someone that's out of their league?
Like... Or not even out of their league. See, I never think anybody's out of my league. So you got the wrong person. I'm talking about, you know, you go out with someone and whatever, you know, they go, hey, I'm never calling you again. Something like that gets rejected. Or you know what? It was great going out on 3 dates, but I don't like the way you eat your lobster or something. I don't know. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? I don't know.
No, for me, I don't like to be rejected, honestly. It's hard enough going on a date.
Well, guess what, ladies? Get used to it, because in acting, you're rejected 1,000 times before you get one good thing.
That is true.
So get used to that. Maybe it's a good addiction. How about plastic surgery? How many people do you know that are like, especially in your field, addicted to tons of plastic surgery? Have you had any?
I have not had any, but I see it all the time. I live in Boca Raton, and so...
That's where my office is. Got you.
So it's very interesting. It's funny how they kind of start to all look the same. They have the same lips and the same nose.
You mean the Boca look, right?
Yeah, it's a Boca look for sure.
Yeah, you know, the American people are really, I think, one of the most beautiful people in the world, because we are a mixture of so many different cultures. And I guess in certain instances, especially where there's disfigurement, plastic surgery is obviously important. But, you know, one of the major gifts in Boca that you brought up, Michelle, it's true. In Boca Raton, Florida, one of the number one gifts for Sweet 16 is breast augmentation for women.
That's horrible.
Bigger breasts. Oh, I don't think it's horrible. I'm a man. What are you saying?
No,
but it is. It's 16. What do you mean? But at 16, Boca is one of the major gifts, if you can afford it, and you show that you show your daughter love by taking her to a good plastic surgeon. It's going to make her large chested.
But at 16, they're not fully developed, right?
16. What are you saying, Tomas? 60 seconds to a break. Oh, I thought you wanted to weigh in on breast augmentation.
No, not today.
Not today. Good. But it is. It is one of the gifts of the of this time. Weird. We have two more things to look at addictions that are going to be interesting with Michelle and Angel when we get back. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH, which is 855-376-4824. If you have a question you want to leave for us, go to imconsult. That's imconsult.us. And all the shows are archived there, too. Want to text me a message? 561-789-1588. We'll be back in just a few minutes to find out the last two things that people are addicted to, we know of or we don't know of. Dr. Mitch, right here at CRN1 Talk Radio.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
The Dr. Mitch Show, where we like to look good, feel good, and have great sex. If you want to call in, you can reach us at 855-DR-MITCH.
Oh, I like the way you did that, Michelle, and have great sex. I mean, it was like clipped a little bit, but okay, I'm going to take it that that's an important factor to all women, too, and I like that. We're talking about addictions. We have two more that we need to address in this segment. Unusual addictions. And then I'm going to ask the two of you, what addictions do you think other people have that I didn't mention in this article that you might come up with? But would you ever think that someone would be addicted to milk products? They're saying that people that are lactose intolerant, you know, can't break down the milk sugar, often crave milk products more than someone else and that they want some milk products. And I don't know. I'm one of the people that say milk is very good, especially for a cow, because cows feed their babies that go from a small 80-pound calf to a 1,000-pound animal in a year. It's not a human. I also say just look at the fields, and Irene and I, my wife and I, we have a ranch that we lease up in Ocala, Florida, and we have cattle there. And the cattle, I mean, you never see cows drinking milk from each other when they're grown. That should tell us something from nature. God's trying to tell us, you know, why would you be drinking milk when the cows don't drink milk from each other? And the other thing is that regardless of whether milk is organic or not, because some people say, well, it's all organic, it's raw. I just had this conversation with someone, my sister-in-law, over the weekend who was there, who said, well, I drink raw milk. It's the best. And blah, blah. I said, doesn't matter, raw or not. Raw milk is delicious. Yes, the cream's on top. It mixes. It's great. It tastes good. But it still has the growth factors that take this small calf to a big animal in relatively short period of time. So it's not a great thing. But addiction to milk. Are you a milk drinker?
No, I'm not. I stopped drinking milk several years ago, and I felt much better after I stopped drinking it. And it's true. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, you know, we don't go around drinking milk from, you know, from other humans. And we certainly don't go around and drink milk from different species. Like, we're not drinking dog milk or horse milk. So why are we drinking cow milk?
Yeah, I mean, some drink goat milk. I was raised on goat milk because I was allergic. Apparently, when I was a kid, I had this allergies. And so my doctor told my parents to feed me goat milk. The concept of goat milk today, to me, I can't do it. Are you a milk drinker, Angel?
I actually drink almond milk. But
No, that's not milk.
Okay, so then no. Then
dairy.
I
we're
stopped
dairy.
Drinking milk a long time ago as well.
So both of you have really no dairy in your diets.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not addicted to milk. So let's go to the last one. And this one, I know you can weigh in. There are people that are addicted to drinking water as well. Now, we know most people don't drink enough water, but we get the athletes sometimes that are drinking way, way, way too much water. Remember, if you drink too much water, you're diluting the minerals in our body. So if you're going to dilute the minerals in our body, this could be eventually a significant problem for us. So there are people, you ever see, you know these people, like look, you had two zips of your bottle already. You haven't, I don't think, even opened the bottle that we say, you know, zip. I mean, but you know people who had already been through five of these already when they asked me for another five bottles of water before the show is half over.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
A lot of people, they carry the jugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure they drink two
or
three of those
a
day, no matter where they go.
Yeah.
I think too much of anything is bad for you. But you have people telling you, you're not drinking enough water, or you need to drink more water, clear skin, it grows hair. So that could be a factor, but I mean, it's mostly workout and fitness people that drink a lot of water. Normal people drink at least like two bottles a day.
Do you think they're drinking? I mean, if you're sweating, you do need more water. But did you ever see the people that constantly, they never feel that they've gotten enough? See, the water thirst mechanism is broken in most folks. It's true. As a matter of fact, hunger is often misperceived as a thirst. We're thirsty and we act hungry and we eat heavily because we didn't have enough water. And the number one midday fatigue that we find is typically because of lack of water if you're behind in your water drinking. So for me, that's typically me. I don't like a lot of water. I don't love the taste of it unless I have something else in my mouth that washes it down and, you know, helps the thirst. But to have, and I know exactly what you're talking about, Angel, that people drinking tons and tons of water, they don't stop all day long. And yes, that is just as bad, some cases even worse medically, than if you didn't have any water at all. But I'd like to take you up on a statement you made. Are you telling me there isn't nothing that you can think of that too much of wouldn't be good for you?
Yeah. I mean, sex.
Okay, well, you said it now. So is and mom still may be listening. I just want to know: are you saying you could have too much sex? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I think in doses, maybe not too much, but I think there is a fine line because there's sex addiction. It can lead into other things.
Now
so
you
I think
are
the
right.
Balance
there is a sex addiction. I tell my wife there's no such thing as a sex addiction, and there's no way we could, you know, ever get to levels that would be addicting. So don't worry about it. There was once an article, which is true, that came out that said sex at least three times a week is healthy for your immune system, which is true. It does, and it causes bonding. It's great for the prostate. I'll tell you this when we come back in the last segment because it's a great story. Remind me to tell you the sex story, the addiction story. It's good. And then we'll sort of close with that and a couple things from you. But till we get back, the last segment, if you want to text me, 561-789-1588, 561-789-1588. Or you can call like Ebony did to 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And we'll answer your questions. And you want, if you like Michelle or Angel to answer your question, they can answer as well. Or you can have Tomas answer your question. He's not answering too many today. But we'll be right back after he's mentioned to complete the show and go on and talk about other things. But first, what's the story? Oh, I'll tell you when we get back. Of course, I'm Dr. Mitch.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mm-hmm. Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Dr. Mitch Show, where we like to look good, feel good, and have great sex. I'm Michelle, and I'm here with Angel Love, and we have taken over the show. If you want to talk to us, call in 855-376-4824.
I feel like I'm just part of the background now. You have taken over. It's like having Stepford Wives working in my studio here. I like it. I think it's pretty good. Well, I started to tell you a story prior to the break about too much sex. You had brought it up. See, I'm going to make it all about you now.
Sorry, Mom.
There was an article once that Ted said, you know, that if you have too much sex, you know, it would not be good for you. They found men who don't have sex at least 21 times a month, they have higher prostate cancer rates than the ones who have it 21 times or more. That's a pretty neat thing to know. But in addition, it does say in the article, having too much, if you had like 4 or 5 times a week, which I find not in the too much category, that's in the good category still, at least, that you could end up with, you know, a virus or something because it could reduce your immune system. So, of course, she's a nurse practitioner. I said to her, honey, there's a new article that says there is never a limit on sex. It's very good for you. She says, give me that article. So I give it to her. She looks at it. Irene looks at it. She says, wait a minute. This article says that if it's like 4 or 5 times a week, you'll get sick. We'll have to cut back. I said, no. Let's just do it till I get a little bit of a sniffle. So I tried that. It didn't work out real well, but I did try. I did try to do that before. So We're about to, we're getting to near the end of the show, and the two of you have done so amazing in talking about it. I just wanted to, pretty much because both of you seem like easygoing, like what you do. And there was another article came up that I thought was apropos to the both of you being here today, and that is, if you hold a grudge, it's bad for your health. It actually increases cortisol levels, makes you sick, causes inflammation. And I don't see either one of you ever holding a grudge. You know, I could be totally wrong. I don't know. Do you get angry at someone and go after them, stay with them? Or are you, Michelle, I'll start with you because you have the headset on. Are you easier to just say, okay, I'm okay with this, you know, talk it out or whatever? Or are you one of these people 8 months from now, you bring up the same argument?
No, I definitely try not to have a grudge ever. You're not going to get along with everyone all the time. Everyone is allowed to have their own opinion. And, you know, I certainly believe in everything happens for a reason. So I might get upset about something not happening or someone not liking me that I like. But I just think, you know what, that's because there's something better around the corner. And I just don't know what it is yet. But eventually I will know what was meant to be.
And you'll find it. What about you, Angel? Grudge? No grudge?
I agree with Michelle. I'm not a grudge holder.
Not at all.
Not at all.
So you go out with a boyfriend. He does something wrong. You're furious with him. You won't bring that back up in 6 months or a year. Do you remember when you don't do that kind of stuff?
I don't do it now.
Okay.
Maybe when I was like 19, I didn't know any better.
Right.
But it does play a toll on your health when you hold something on. So I kind of like to say what it is and how I'm feeling and then just let it go.
Right. And if it's a human being that you feel that isn't resonating with you, then you just don't spend much.
I don't spend any time on it, honestly. If the person that's for me will be for me. And I don't even hold grudges on people who don't like me or anything like that. That's fine. It's just I'm not for you.
Well, I hope that both of you have an amazing career. It was so wonderful having both of you here. And maybe we'll have you back again. Maybe you'll win this prize of being the best next time again. Again, Michelle, thank you for being here. Angel, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks so much.
And
thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. The most important people are the people that are involved in the show. Thank you to Irina opening the show with me and allowing the two of you to talk. Thank you to Tomas, who's a great producer, to the folks and executives of CRN Talk Radio. We're live on Thursdays, of course, today. Sunday, we're live again, 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. When we talk again, look good, feel good, and have great sex. Until then, God bless everyone. Mom, I love you. I'll be back. I am Dr. Mitch.